being a projector or a generator where we are, our strategy is to wait in some capacity can actually sometimes be detrimental to us. And sometimes you just have to take action. And if you fucked up, well, now you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if waiting around, nothing's going to happen if you're waiting around. But if you're doing something, then
what
that
do you,
could open up that.
It's like, what do you enjoy, like almost mastering some sort of system? What stuff do you like to like tinker in? I think as a projector, think, and that is what you want to share with others of, this is what I love seeing. And this is the way that I see it. Welcome, Cosmic Explorers, to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast, your celestial compass to self-discovery and personal empowerment. We are going to take you on a cosmic journey where we dive deep into the fascinating realms of human design, astrology, and tarot, where we will unravel the cosmic codes that shape your personalities, relationships, and destinies. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. And this is the podcast you've been waiting for. Woo! We are in 2024.
Happy New Year.
2024. Okay.
We made it.
We made it. Oh, technically, we haven't made it yet.
We're not there. Yeah.
We are recording in 2023, end of 2023. So welcome if you are new or a returning listener or viewer. We're so happy to have you. Yeah. This is the year that everything changes. And if you saw by the title of this episode, we've changed. These episodes have changed. This is now called A Look Ahead. If you listen back to the last episode, we announced that we were changing the format of our transit episodes, because that's what these are. In a nutshell, if you're new here, what we do on these episodes is we explain the transits through human design, astrology, and tarot, okay? But we originally started out as doing, weekly forecasts. Actually, I realized we didn't introduce ourselves. Hold on, before we jump into that, we gotta introduce. Hold on, I apologize. Back up. Hello, my name is Crystal. And I am a 1-3 sacral generator, rising Capricorn, Sagittarius sun, and an Aries moon.
And I'm Leah. I'm a 2-4 splenic projector, Aquarius sun, Taurus moon, and Libra rising.
And together, we are the Human Design and Astro Club. So I do the human design and astrology portion, and definitely stick around to the end because Leah is going to give you tarot for the human design types. I think that this is really great because it really allows people to personalize it to themselves. So definitely stick around to the end so that you can hear Leah's tarot pulls for you. So let's move forward now. As I was saying, these episodes are now going to be called A Look Ahead. So where we talk about the transits, and as I've been saying, we are most likely, it seems, because I have done a little research, most likely one of the only human design podcasts that not only talk about human design, but we also tie in astrology and tarot and the thread that runs through. These are really practical and tangible ways to work with these systems in your everyday life. What the Human Design and Astro Club is really here to do as a whole is to help you understand yourself at the deepest level, to actually be able to, one, love yourself as an individual, and then to live the life of your dreams. And that's what these episodes are here to show you, how to be successful for the month. So that's what we do here. We show you all the ways that you can be yourself and to actually thrive on this material plane. Because all we're in is a game. This is a game. And maybe we have our new music now, so you can hear it. We're in a gaming system, okay? And what the transits actually show you is a roadmap to actually be successful, if you're aware. So what we do on these episodes is we explain the energy of how to work through all of the cosmic current that we are streaming through the planets into us. That's all this is. It's very, very quite simple. People overcomplicate the transits, but we're here to simplify. We're here to simplify the transits for you so that you can actually use them to your advantage. Okay. So we're going to segment these episodes a little bit different. They're going to be called A Look Ahead. So yes, we are still going to discuss the program of each week. Okay. And if you don't know what is, if you're like, well, what the hell is a program? I'm new here. So in human design, we also have transits that are connected to the gates. Okay. Each planet holds a gate's energy. We'll call it an activation. I call them activations. Holds an activation for a period of time. Okay. So the ones that we're going to discuss are the sun and earth gates. Those are called program or coupling partners. Okay. They're actually, if you're looking at the mandala, and you're like, what the hell is a mandala? The mandala, or you think of like astrology, the astrological wheel as well. It's turning and each of those gates get moved into the next gate every time it turns. And if you're watching me on YouTube or Spotify, I'm turning as if I'm the wheel. And so each gate that moves into the next, it is also connecting to the opposite end of the wheel. That's why I wanted to explain the mandala. So we have the sun on one end of the wheel. We have the earth on the opposite end of the wheel. And together, they are working in harmony with each other to be able to allow us to live out this life. It's really like the program for the week. What program are we tuning into this week? Is it a drama? Is it a horror? Okay. Is it a thriller? Like, what episode are we tuning into this week? Because each of those gates that are traveling through the sun and the earth are for about a week. They're traveling through the six lines. Okay. So it's almost a week that we get these. So that's why I'm like, what episode are we tuning into this week? So hopefully that explained. I didn't confuse anybody. If you need more information, we actually also put out an email every time these episode drops. We're still going to be doing the same thing. You will get an email that actually gives more detail than what we're giving in these episodes, because a lot of people are new to human design. A lot of people come from astrology. And what I've realized when we first started doing these episodes is I was giving too much detail in these types of episodes that I would lose people. So in these episodes, we're just explaining the energy of a look ahead for the month. So the month of January, we're going to walk through together, just the energy. And then we're also at the end going to share, I'm going to call a segment called Mark Your Calendars. And I'm going to give you the dates that the major astrological players of the month mark your calendars for. We'll walk through them in more detail in our email. So if you would like to get more detail or use these episodes accompanying our email that it'll explain the detail, highly recommend going down to the show notes or description down below and jumping on our email list, because we're giving you a full month's worth of energy and how to actually work with it. We're going to explain more of how to work with it in our email. So go to the description down below. Is there anything you would like to add, Leah?
I mean, regarding energy and transits and the look ahead and everything, if you haven't already grabbed a ticket to our yearly forecast, it's $55. It's on January 14th and you still have time to grab tickets, but it would be really awesome to like not only have these episodes for like the monthly ones, but to get like the full year so that you have kind of like an understanding of what's potentially in the future for you for the year 2024.
Oh yeah. If you want to prepare for how to actually live a successful life in 2024, you will want to pick up the yearly forecast.
Especially for like business people, like entrepreneurs.
People should pick it up. Because we realized when we first started our business that if we use the transits as cosmic openings and pick dates in when there was more ease on that day or where it hooked up to our charts, where it would be beneficial to us, we've actually been able to we made a lot more money this last year. And that was from doing what we're doing right now. So we're here to show you how I mean, people love money. If you want to make more money, if you want to have more success, also success is personalized. What does success mean to
Very
you?
much.
So we're going to show you how to personalize these transits to yourself. And we do that a little bit more deeply in our email. So that's why, again, I recommend picking up the email. But when it back to the yearly forecast for a moment, that is where I'm going to get deep. It's hard to get deep on here when I don't know people's level. And also on our email list, because I'm not actually interacting with your energy, but this is an opportunity to join us live, or you can pick up the recording if you can't. I'm actually going to be calling in all the people that are either live with us or that just purchased the recording, and I'm going to be calling your energy in to help me really expand what we need to talk about for the year. And I'm going to get deep. I don't get super deep on here because, you know, we don't have that kind of time, but we were planning. I plan on getting really deep on, like, very specific on what the energy means and how you are going to be able to work with it and what's really happening for the entire year, because 2024 is where everything changes. So if you truly want to know how to be successful for 2024, I wouldn't even blink. I would run to the description down below. I would purchase that ticket, because I guarantee that you will get something out of it. Probably a lot more than your mind can even think of right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Jam-packed.
It's going to be jam-packed. Leah knows. Mm-hmm. And anyone that has joined us for anything in the past, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy for the people that have already picked it up, because I'm ready. I'm ready to go. So the rocket is boarding on January 14th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, if you can't join us live, don't worry, because you'll be able to get the replay and you'll still be able to ask questions within the replay as well. So don't think that, oh no, if I have a question, I won't get it answered. I will make sure to answer it for you. That's mm-hmm. what I do. And also on here too, if you guys have questions, somebody asked us a question on one of our last episodes, forget which one, a couple episodes ago, I answered. Yeah. I'm a responder. Okay. I'm a generator. And what people don't get about generators, especially the non-sacrals, we love responding.
Mm-hmm.
Ask us a question and we will answer. Okay. Especially, I guess I should speak more for myself. You ask me a question as a generator, I will answer. Okay. Now, if it's more personalized, I'll either point a direction for you to go in, or I also do readings, guys. And I do have a new reading that's coming up. That if you would like to learn how to actually understand the way you manifest, materialize, generate in this world, depending on your type, this is a reading to get at the beginning of the year. I'll be opening up doors soon. So just make sure you're on our email list, because we always notify our email list first on new things coming up.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to do something a little different around here. Okay. Since, you know, it's 2024, we're switching things up. These episodes are turning into something new, which I think is going to be fantastic, because now we're actually able to support you even deeper, because we're giving you a whole month's worth of how to work with this energy. Now, in order for you to really receive what I'm about to tell you through the programs of the human design transits and through the astrology as well, we're going to open up our mind. Okay. So we're going to do a journey. We're going to call these journeys. Okay. We're going to take a journey. We're going to open up our mind. We're going to come back into our bodies. Let's also clear the energy a little bit. Okay. We're going to clear it. Everybody gets a little spritz. Everybody got a little spritz. Who wants a little abundance? We all want a little abundance. Let's get an abundance spritz too. Maybe not spray my camera.
Not directly on your camera.
I think I did spray some things. It's okay. I want everybody to take a deep inhale in. Hold it for a moment and release. Let's do one more time. Deep inhale in. And release. Last time, deep inhale in. Hold it for just a moment. And release. And we're going to go on a journey right now. Now, if you are driving, please pause this episode and wait till you can actually be able to take in the journey that we're about to go on together. or you can also skip ahead to just the program. Leah also has timestamps. If you guys don't know, there's timestamps in the description. So if you would prefer to skip this part and go straight to the details, you can do that as well. I won't be offended. But if you're ready to go on a journey, let's do this, okay? So I'm going to invite you all to close your eyes. And this is a journey that we're going to take for the month of January. So what is January? January is where we actually are able to start climbing the mountain. We're in Capricorn season. This is the mountain goat. You are now the mountain goat. And we're going to take a journey through Capricorn, and then we're going to move into Aquarius, okay? So I want you to imagine the mountain that you want to climb for not only the month of January, but also the year, because we're at the beginning now, right? And you're going to learn through the programming partners that we're about to discuss how to actually take advantage of the energy and be ambitious and have tenacity and a deeper understanding of self and how to move forward. So I want you to look at the mountain that you're here to climb. What does it represent? How big is it? Okay. What color is it? What colors are you seeing? Is there anybody else with you on this journey? Who are the people? Because, you know, you can't do things alone. Who are the people that are going to help you reach your next level? Okay. So these are all the things I want you to imagine. And is there a word? Is there a word that's coming to mind on how you are able to climb this mountain? Is there a word that explains the mountain that you actually want to climb? And so I want you to grab your backpack. I want you to grab your water, your walking sticks, anything, any tools. What tools do you need? What tools do you need to assist you in climbing this mountain? Grab those tools right now. Okay, this is a visual. Everything is happening in the mind. Or maybe you're hearing words. Everybody experiences life differently. What are your senses telling you right now? What are you smelling? What are you feeling? What are you touching? What are you seeing? Okay, bring all of your senses together. Maybe use your cognition to help you. What is your strongest sense? What is it telling you? Mine is smell. So right now, I'm smelling the cool, crisp air of Capricorn. I am the mountain goat. So I want you to start moving your feet forward. Is this an easy path? Ask yourself, is this an easy path that you're taking, or does it seem rocky? Is there gravel falling from the mountains? But you're going to begin climbing. What are you seeing as you're climbing? What are you feeling as you're climbing? What are you smelling as you're climbing? What are you touching as you're climbing? Who's helping you along your journey? Okay. These are the questions to ask yourself as we're climbing the mountain right now. So we're climbing the mountain. We're experiencing, what is it that you want to experience for the month? That's the question to also ask yourself as you're climbing the mountain. Okay. So once you reach the top of your mountain, what do you see? What are you looking at right now? What are you feeling? What are you smelling? What are your senses telling you? So we've reached now the end of the Capricorn journey, and we're going to move into Aquarius for a moment. Okay. So Aquarius is the air. So we're at the top of the mountain, right? And we're seeing the clouds. We're seeing the air move. Maybe we're seeing some birds fly across us. Do you see any animals? They're symbols. Maybe you see an eagle. Maybe you see another type of bird. Maybe you see a plane. What is it that you're seeing in the sky? Aquarius is the innovator of the zodiac. It's time to now alchemize the air. What is it that you can actually create now that you've reached the top of your mountain? What are you creating? What are you changing? What are you shifting into? It's time to morph. Imagine what you're seeing right now through the air. What is the air visualizing? What is it telling you? I want you to take a moment and sit with that. And now, I want you to take a deep inhale in and release. Another deep inhale in and release. And another deep inhale in, hold it up at the top. And release. Now we're coming back into the body. Move your fingers, your toes, feel into yourself and open your eyes. Leah just did it. I was doing it sort of with you guys, but I couldn't, I'm going to have to listen to this afterwards so I can do it myself. Cause this, I thought that this was great. I just followed my sacral, using the transits. And I thought that was fun. That was actually very fun using the energy of the month between Capricorn and Aquarius. They really flowed together with that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it, Leah?
Oh, I loved it. I'm going to have to do some journaling on that because that was
a good idea.
A lot to unravel, probably.
Yeah. So I guess you could also pause this for a moment. Mm-hmm. Everything that you just experienced, I would just write that down and maybe you can come back to it after this episode. Because, and you know what? That's actually a really great idea. Write down everything that you just saw, that you just experienced on this journey, and you're going to see how that ties in now to the program for the month. Or the programs for the month. This is going to make so much more sense. Okay. I'm very happy. Okay. I'm very, very happy right now. This is exciting. I am excited. Okay. So now that we have been able to visualize our month ahead, we're going to look ahead now.
Hi there. We wanted to share with you more ways to connect with us and our free and paid resources and offers that will help you elevate your life and begin to tap into your fullest potential to live out your dreams. First up, we have created a free tips and tricks to understanding your strategy and authority and a free crash course on the transits that you can find in our beginner's path on our website in the show notes down below. And if you're ready to get a deeper understanding of the human design language and how to apply this to your very own chart, check out our user manual to your true self. And if you've been studying human design for a while and ready to lift up the hood of your vehicle and take a peek inside to better understand your process, we have created a mini variables class on the four radical transformations. Now, we do not have view or motivation available to purchase, but we have recently developed a kick-ass variable intensive called the Color Code Variable Intensive. That is a 5-week journey through the radical four transformations. And because our last round went so well that I can't even put into words, I can't even describe, but we are doing it again this fall. So please make sure you are subscribed to our email list because early bird enrollment is about to be made available. And lastly, if you are interested in one-on-ones with me, Crystal, then check out my readings on our website down below to snag one of my reading spots or email us the word waitlist to be added to the next available openings as I get booked up very quickly. And everything else that you might be interested in, you can find on our website, humandesignastro.com. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel for some prime education. Now let's go listen to the rest of this captivating episode.
So let's drop into the programs for the month. So, okay. So hold on. So we're going to do this a little differently where I usually talk about the new moons and the full moons incorporated into the program. We're going to do that one separately. We'll do the programs first for the month. Then we'll do the new moon and the full moon for the month. And then we'll do our next segment called Mark Your Calendars, where I will give you the dates to put on your calendar for the month. Okay. So let's start with the programs. So 1-1, January 1st. What's coming in? So when I explained focus, just so if there's anybody new here, we're still going to go through focus and grounding. Focus is I'm talking about the sun gate. Grounding, I'm talking about the earth gate. Okay. So what's our focus for the first week of January? What challenges your independence? Your potential for this week is tenacity. And the question to ask is, what's worth fighting for? Because at the beginning of each new year, we have an opportunity that really allows us to see what is our purpose. What is our purpose for this next year? So what is worth fighting for? And what's going to ground you and support you in that energy is going to be your drive. And it's going to be your drive for emotional freedom, the drive to be liberated through one's spirit. Okay. It's kind of a big deal. These are pressure gates that are happening in the root. And if you have a defined root, maybe these are just extra assistance for you to be able to allow the pressure to ride. If you have an open or undefined root, you might be feeling this. There might be some anxiety. Okay. But if you see what is pressuring you, which I'm explaining through the energy of this week, you can surrender. This is an opportunity to surrender. Look out into the world and see what is worth fighting for. And so then on January 5th, we move into a new program. And so this is a focus, again, on the root. It's a root pressure, but this is all about your ambition. So, you know, these are Capricorn gates that I'm talking about here. And Capricorn is a very tenacious sign. Again, the mountain goat, right? We just talked about the mountain goat. So this is going to be a root pressure on your ambition. This is a great gate for the new year. This week is showing you and pressuring you on how to be successful. And what's going to support and ground you is your readiness. You have to be ready, right, to actually tackle the ambition. So how ready are you? That's the earth wants to support you. How ready are you? This is another root pressure that can sense a new beginning is starting. This will require patience. The root really wants you to be patient, but the root also has the opposite end of pressuring you and not feeling like you have any patience. But patience will be required for this week, okay? And it will feel like this is a driving feeling that a new cycle is about to begin. So this would be a really great week, I would say, and we'll talk about this more in our email, okay? And we're changing the name of that. It used to be called the Program Breakdown, and we're coming up with a new name for that. So when you see that, you'll see that there's probably a new name, but it'll be similar to the Program Breakdown, but it'll be just slightly different. Again, go to the show notes down below if you would like to get more details for how to make the most out of your month. So this is really a drive of feeling a new cycle. Okay, so what do you want to begin? I would make a list this week from the 5th to the 10th on what it is that you want to begin. And then on the 11th, we get a new program. We are finally moving from these last couple weeks of the root, and we're going to move up to the head for this particular program. So it is pressure. It's still a pressure, but it's a mental pressure. Okay. So more pressure, but just in a different way. So this is a focus on all about the potential of exploration. Now that you have been feeling the pressure to change and really being able to feel that there's a new cycle about to begin, this is going to be a pressure to be inspired. So pay attention to your thoughts this week, and you'll be grounded and supported in your throat, verbalizing these inspirations in a more detailed fashion. Really great time to make lists on what you want your future to look like, okay? And then on the 16th, we move into a new program. And this is going to be moving back down to the root. Sorry, guys. I'm really saying sorry to myself right now because I also have an undefined root. So we're moving back down to the root on the 16th with a focus on what's holding us back. And I actually have this gate. Leah, you have it too. What roadblocks are placed or even have you placed in front of you? What roadblocks have been placed in front of you or that you yourself have placed in front of you? And what's going to ground you to support you in moving through those roadblocks is actually going to be your throat, your expression, to share your beliefs. This is the week and a chance to really do the work, I believe, on the 16th, because we're approaching the Human Design New Year. So what mind stories have you created? This is a good chance to look at your view and perspective as well in the variables. I would do that from the 16th to the 21st. Really pay attention to your thoughts. Really write down the stories that you believe and see if you can create a new belief system around them. I'll be doing this. And then on the 22nd, this is the week that I've been waiting for, okay, for January. From the 22nd to the 26th, I want to first note, this is the week that the new year actually really starts. Okay, it doesn't actually start on the 1st. It starts when gate 41 moves into the sun. And that's going to be this week. So this is also known, as I said, as the human design new year. And we will discuss more on what this means and how to use it in the yearly forecast. So again, you can go down to the show notes and pick up your ticket for January 14th. So what is this focus? It's going to be a focus on our dreams. This is the beginning of everything. This is going to be a time to plant the seeds of your future on this day. And what's going to help you do that and ground you and support you is your throat. Again, your expression. How do you want to move forward into the future? Speak out on this day and week all the ways you want to lead. What can you offer? And then on the 27th through February 1st, we get a new focus. And this is a focus on the root in terms of providing our needs to the other. How can we be more sensitive to the needs of the other? And what's going to ground you and support you in that, again, is your voice. Remembering past experiences and maybe even the ways we have provided for others in the past, or how we can provide for others in the future to shape the foundation of what's to come. And so those are the programs for the month. They are all connected to to Capricorn and Aquarius energy. Okay, you can actually see that through the explanations of them. And so the next segment that we're going to move to is talking about the new moon and full moon for the month. And so on the 11th, on January 11th, we get new moon Capricorn. Okay. And so as we were just talking about with Capricorn, Capricorn is the mountain goat. It's the most ambitious of all the signs in the zodiac. It is a cardinal earth sign. It's all connected to the material world and all connected to growth. New moons are all about new beginnings. This is actually what's going to set you out or set you off for success for the new year. This is a very big new moon, okay? And so this is a really time to really ask yourself, what is my drive and where do I want to take myself for this next year? New moon Capricorn is asking. And this is about a 6-month cycle, new moons. So what seeds do you want to plant for the next 6 months? And so this activation is all about your ambition, okay? All about a pressure to be successful. So what seeds do you want to plant for new moon Capricorn that will lead to your success? And then on January 25th, we get full moon Leo. Okay. And this is a fixed fire sign. Okay. Leo is really about being on center stage. It's very inner focused. It also is a bit ambitious, but fixed signs are really the stabilizers of the zodiac. Okay. It's more stubborn. And so this full moon is all about releasing or completing where you were 6 months ago. Okay. And this is an energy that is going, the activation is going to be really based on your expression. And that's what Leo is all about. The way that we show up, it's ruled by the sun. And so this is all going to be about releasing the stories from your past experiences. That's what this activation is about, releasing the stories from your past experiences. And so we'll dive more into this energy in our email. That's where we explain a little bit more of the details. And we'll definitely be walking through all of the new moon and full moon activations. I'll be giving all the gates for the new moons and the full moons in our yearly forecast. So Let's move over now to our next segment called Mark Your Calendars. Okay. So this is where I'm going to call out dates for the heavy players, the heavy game players for the month of January. So January 1st is the first one. Okay. And this is the one that many people have been waiting for, because at this point, everybody has heard of a Mercury retrograde. So on this day, January 1st or 2nd, depending on where you are in the world, okay, could also be on the 2nd, Mercury is going to go direct. Now, you need to understand that each retrograde also carries a shadow. So there's usually about 10-ish days before a retrograde starts and 10-ish days after a retrograde ends that you're still kind of in the energy of, okay? Like, time does not exist for the planets. So you really have to look at, as just because you hear this date doesn't mean that there's not something that happens before or after. Really, it really depends on the person, the individual, and also the energy of what that activation represents. So Mercury is going to go direct in Sagittarius. It retrograded in Capricorn. And so this is going to be on January 1st. The next date, we have three things happening on the 20th. Okay, so the 20th, this is actually a huge day to mark in your calendars. Okay, so first thing I'm going to say, January 20th, Aquarius season begins. Okay, so we're moving into an innovative time, a really expansive time. And speaking of Aquarius, Pluto also enters Aquarius on January 20th. I would put that in your calendar right now. Pause this video, because that is the day that everything will begin to change. Now, obviously, not things aren't just going to snap your fingers and everything's going to just like miraculously the entire landscape of our environment changes. That's not going to quite happen. But you need to know the date that Pluto enters Aquarius, because that is probably one of the biggest activations of the year. And I'll be discussing more of that in the yearly forecast. I cannot stress enough, this is when everything changes, when Pluto enters Aquarius. Okay. And then we also have a very beautiful moment also on the 20th. There's going to be a Pluto Kazemi. So right before Pluto moves into Aquarius, there's going to be Kazemi. Okay, we'll discuss more of that again in our email. So those are the three things that are happening on the 20th. And then on the 22nd, we have our Human Design New Year. As I said, that's the day to really plant the seeds. That's when the year actually really begins, January 22nd. And then the last date I want to talk about is the 27th. That is when Uranus goes direct in Taurus. So what this means for us, guys, is after Uranus goes direct, we'll have a couple months of a retrograde free time. And it'll be in that period of time to really figure out how you want to take action. Things will be more clear. When we don't have retrogrades, there's not, we're not reflecting back. We're not that feeling of like stagnation or stuckness, or I have to go backwards for a moment. This is going to be really that period of time to move forward. Okay. So obviously there's a lot happening in January. We just gave you a whole way to actually utilize and take advantage of the month of January. That's what the transits offer us. Awareness to see where there's cosmic openings, portals, doors to walk through, and moments of resistance. And as you can see, for the month of January, there's a lot of openings, but there's also a lot of times where we were going to have to be doing the work. The first half of the year, there's a lot of work to be done. Okay. So that's everything that I have.
Ooh, that's so good. I can't wait to listen to this again and take more notes.
This is much better than what we were doing before.
We hope you're enjoying it too. Let us know. Yeah. Comment.
Let us know.
Write
Tell
us a
us
review.
In the comments. Thumbs up. Come on, guys. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you.
Can
you send us emails, DMs, or comment? We love it. Love it.
Love it.
Find hearts.
Okay, so I'm going to move into the tarot for the human design types. I'll start out with the manifestors, and I pulled the Empress. There she is. And so for the manifestors, this is all about like stability and fertility and really allowing yourself to be present and positive in the moments that are coming in January, using a lot of your urges to get creative, follow your urges, and allow yourself to really pay close attention to like the details of projects. And maybe this is something that you need to work on or something that you want to have more awareness around, so that when your urge does occur, that you can act upon it, and instead of waiting, and then you'll find more resistance, because problems can come up if you're waiting too long, if you're allowing that urge to pass, or if you're not taking any action. And this this January could really be a lot about abundance for you. I mean, this card, she's like the goddess of fertility. So whatever that means for you, for your as a manifester, allow that fertility feeling, whatever it is, to kind of create itself in your life and in your projects or in your work or whatever it is that might feel good for you. And then for the manifesting generators, I have the Two of Pentacles. And this guy is really asking the manifesting generators to tap into your creativity. So where is it that you are maybe not allowing yourself to get creative? Are you finding that you're trying too hard to balance with other people's expectations of you, of like sticking to one thing? As a manifesting generator, just allowing yourself to get creative, and you know, are you trying too hard to stick to other people's expectations and not allowing yourself to pivot and move on to something that's really like drawing you in? Because you have the potential to have a lot of creativity and a lot of potential to really go with that flow of, you know, moving on from one project to the next. So I would say for manifesting generators, really give yourself, you know, some time to think about what are the possibilities that are coming up for me, and don't limit yourself to, you know, specific things here and there. Really use the energy of January to get creative and to find more avenues for you to kind of take a ride down and see what it looks like for you. Then for the, where do we go next? Generators, we have the Seven of Cups. And this, I love this card for generators because it feels really creative as well. It feels like, you know, there's so many different ways for you to kind of find new ideas, to be really open to what is it that lights you up. If you've been feeling kind of stagnant lately, January could be your month to find the thing that gets you lit up and feels really passionate about, because as a generator, you have that life force energy to kind of create that life that you really want, the life that you find successful, the life that you find a lot of passion in.
Satisfaction,
because that's your signature. So I would say, you know, maybe take some time in January to like see what it is that lights you up. What are some things that aren't lighting you up? What do you need to cut out? What is no longer serving you anymore? And allow yourself that creative flow. Next, for the projectors, I've got the Ace of Wands. And this, the Ace of Wands really asks you, what are you allowing to come into your life? What abundance, what new projects, what new creative things are coming into your life? And also, what is falling away? So you see the leaves on this card here. Those leaves are falling away. What is not serving you anymore? Who isn't recognizing you? What invitations do you need to let go of? What sort of things are you trying so hard to hold on to grasp onto that aren't working? And use the energy of January to kind of allow yourself to see, you know, what are you trying? Are you forcing recognition? Are you forcing invitations? Or are you allowing those to come in freely? And are you just, you know, waiting for the invitation to come in like an envelope in the mail? Or are you going out and doing something to create that for yourself? Because I know for myself as a projector, sometimes I'm like, oh, when is that invitation going to come? Like, when am I going to have like an inbox full of invitations? But really, like, if I don't go out and do something, if I don't go out and try and create change or help other people, they will never see me, so that I can create those invitations. Go ahead.
Also, tell people what you want to be recognized for.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a key ingredient for projectors that they don't do. And I think especially when you first come into human design or you're new to human design, you're like, okay, I'm waiting, or I have to wait. It says I have to wait. I have to wait for the invitation. But if you don't show up, the thing is, we don't realize, like, human design can really honestly put us in a box and get us stuck sometimes of where we take it too literally. And I do this to myself as well. And it, you know, being a projector or a generator where we are, our strategy is to wait in some capacity can actually sometimes be detrimental to us. And sometimes you just have to take action. And if you fucked up, well, now you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if waiting around, nothing's going to happen if you're waiting around. But if you're doing something, then could open up that.
It's like, what do you enjoy, like almost mastering some sort of system? What stuff do you like to like tinker in? I think as a projector, I think, and that is what you want to share with others of, this is what I love seeing, and this is the way that I see it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect. Okay, so then for our last type, we have reflectors and the Four of Wands. Reflectors just take some time to like celebrate something this month. The Four of Wands is all about coming together, celebrating, moving on from something. Think about stepping into the threshold of 2024, of the Human Design New Year, of January 1st, whatever, wherever the heck you want to go with your threshold of stepping into the next phase. What are things that you have let go of, and how can you celebrate yourself for, you know, that new direction, the new energy, and really, really follow the transits and what Crystal has said, because that's going to be really powerful for you to understand your chart, follow the cycles of the transits, and maybe January could be your year to get that, grab that journal and to kind of track how that feels and how you feel when all the transits kind of change and what that looks like, and grab the forecast, because reflectors, you're going to need that.
Oh, if you're a reflector, I don't know why you're not even considering.
I don't either. I think you need to click the button.
Yeah, just click the button, man. Because your entire path as a reflector is carved out through the transits in a more deliberate way than the rest of us. I mean, it is literally showing you what you're borrowing from on every given second of the day. So that's how
so amazing.
I get very serious. I'm sorry, guys. I get very passionate and serious about the transits. You can be, and like, sometimes I even put them aside because I'm getting a little too serious. But at the same time, it's what's gotten me to where I am now. I would not be sitting here with you guys being able to share this information if I wasn't using them myself. I have the time and space to do what I want because I've set myself up for success. This last year was the most successful year we've had. And it was from following the transits. So we're here to help you do that for yourself.
Yeah.
So welcome to 2024. Okay. And this, I mean, you guys have got, I mean, I would be screaming to the stars right now to have this information. Like, you've gotten so much juice right now, so many nuggets to use with you for the month. Make it happen, man. This is to show you how to take aligned action for January. So thank you so much for being here. Please give us a big thumbs up if you're on YouTube. If you are listening to the podcast, please go ahead and rate and review the podcast over on Apple or on Spotify. I think you can just give it a star review. I don't think you can actually give a written review or whatever, but go do that over on our Apple version if you have Apple Podcast. And also leave us a comment if you're on YouTube. We love hearing from you guys. And I guess we'll see you over there on the next one.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of our podcast on the Human Design and Astro Club. We hope you have found the information insightful and useful. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review and sharing it with your friends and family. We love to hear from our listeners, so feel free to reach out to us with any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.